All right, Jordan Smith. Hey, man, I believe last year you told me you hated triple counts. But I'm guessing you really like them now. Great, great work.
Yeah, I really actually like – I mean, the dirt kind of sucks at times at Glendale, but I feel like for the night show, it normally – like, I don't know, I just jive well with the dirt, you know, and the whoops here, like the way that the whoops break down, I really like them. So I was really good in the whoops last year, really good tonight. So, yeah.
Good starts. I thought very consistent riding. Like, you weren't doing the three over the starting line and you weren't doing the four out of the thing, but, like, I bet you if you look at your lap times at the end of the night, they were probably pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, I was struggling with that big rhythm all night, like the one after the whoops there. Like, to get the over 3-3, I mean, I was very sketchy on it in practice. Like, when we talked as a team, and, I mean, I just didn't feel like I could get that every lap of the main. And I'm like, the rhythm I ended up doing, I actually didn't do it until the second lap of the first main. And I think I was, like, one of the only guys doing it that I saw. I was kind of doing a double in the middle of the rhythm instead of tripling and then doubling out off of the big. So, but the team agreed with me that it was going to be the best line. And we were like, well, let's run it for this first main. And if it doesn't work, then we'll maybe go to the bigger line. But let's see how it is. And it actually ended up being really good. So it's just a good decision by everyone, team involved and everything.
The dirt, is this dirt the hardest we've had so far? I think it is, right?
Yeah, it was hard. I mean, it's got holy, though. Like, really, I don't know if they put, like, rice holes or something out there, but, like, there was just massive holes out of nowhere. So it was hard, but it got really choppy.
Okay. Yeah. I thought your bike looked terrific in the whoops. I mean, you're good in them anyways. Like, you're a good whoop rider, but, man, I really thought your bike looked good. I don't know if you made any changes or what you felt, but...
Yeah, I mean, I was struggling in the whoops, like, the first two rounds, and then, obviously, last week I crashed in the whoops, but I felt like I was pretty solid in them, but we've been working on that a lot. I mean, this bike turns so well. I mean, you almost have to make it not turn as good, you know? So, and because of that, you know, you can get a little too much weight on the front and the whoops and stuff. So, yeah, we've been working on it a lot. You know, Drew's been killing it with the setting changes. And I felt very confident in the whoops tonight.
So you tried with Deeks going in the last one. You got a good start. Did you know where he was? Did you know anything about that? Could you look over the first lane or anything?
I kind of looked at the board, like, of us, like, racing, and I could kind of see where he was. I was kind of more trying to see where Cole was to see if I, like, may have had the overall or not, because I really knew, like, if I beat Deegs, then I beat him in the overall. Like, it wasn't like I needed to beat him by two or anything. It was like, if you beat him, you beat him. So I was more trying to see where Cole was. But yeah, I wasn't really sure where Cole was, and I could kind of tell by J-Hop the last few laps that I thought I had the overall, and just tried to ride it in.
So, man, you've done a lot in your career. How does it feel like to be the first guy to win for Triumph and, you know, your fourth race in? How does it feel?
It's unbelievable. I mean, for a brand like Triumph and all these guys, I mean, just believing in me and me believing in them, it took a, you know, for both sides, and so it's pretty cool. I think they got a brick in the UK that is the first race win is going on it. So,
nice.
Part of history. It's cool. Pretty
cool. Congratulations. You're all great. Thanks, man.
Thank you.